How to align your spine without using a chiropractor. Why would a chiropractor be telling you not to use a chiropractor? Well, today I'm going to try and help you. I am a chiropractor, I am biased, but I'm going to try and tell you some useful things that you can use, whether you don't need to come into our office, to align your spine, correct your posture, just keep your spine in the best shape long term and avoid having to come to a chiropractic clinic. Welcome to episode 30 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, doctor of chiropractic, and I'm going to be sharing you top three secrets that chiropractors use in their office to help their clients at home. How can I align my spine without using a chiropractor? This is a common question that we get here in the clinic every single day. We're trying to empower our clients to get more educated about their spine, about their postures, their daily habits of how they move and how they're actually sitting and how they can correct their posture themselves. I realize as a chiropractor, we're talking ourselves out of patients here, but you have to understand that our job is not to keep looking after people for life. We want to make sure we're educating them, getting them in the best shape and allowing them to do more of their stuff long term without the needing to use us long term. So yes, we do see people for maintenance and wellness care, but it's very infrequent and it's just a catch up to make sure that everything is in the right position, and then we want to empower them and educate them to be able to do the things they need to do long term with this. So today we're going to talk through a number of spinal complaints or postural complaints. The most common one we see is called the forward head carriage. So if you just see from the side, if I spin, this type of movement, you've only got to walk down to West Byfleet train station or get yourself into London Waterloo, look down the platform. I guarantee you, if there's 100 people on the platform, 95 of them are going to be like this on their smartphone, looking down, that head curving over, causing that lovely neck curve to bend the other way. It's going to put torsion on the spinal cord and cause problems as well. We're going to talk about scoliosis, and we're also going to talk about pelvic rotation and postural issues through the foundation of the spine. So if you don't know me already, I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews. I'm a doctor of chiropractic here at West Chiropractic, and we're based in Surrey. We have two clinics over here. We've seen over 20,000 back pain clients in the last 5 years. So if you're suffering with back issues, postural issues, neck pain, this is the right place for you. So with any spinal complaint and any postural issue, we need to be realistic about what we're trying to achieve here. If you are a 16-year-old watching this and you're studying hard for your GCSEs, I hope, fingers crossed, then we need to make sure that we put some realistic expectations in. So if the shoulders are starting to round, they're getting tension through here with the stress, the increased studying, then that postural complaint is going to be a lot easier to fix than someone who's in their, say, 60s, 70s, who's sat behind a desk for the last 40 years and has a family predisponence to having some sort of hump or rounding on the shoulders. That's going to be a lot harder to fix. So if we see someone in their 80s or 90s even, who's quite bent forwards, got like a scoliosis, so like a rounding of the spine or a curve in the spine, then that's going to be quite tricky to get back in the best shape. So there's some work you can do, and we can try and change some of the musculature around there and do some exercises to help. But from a structural perspective, even from someone coming into the clinic to do chiropractic, we have to be realistic. Can we get that lady who's bent forward on a trolley like this all the way up to standing nice and straight with her shoulders back and opening up the lovely chest capacity and giving the lungs and hearts room to breathe? That's pretty unrealistic. So we have to set clear expectations, clear goals, which is why we use something called Posture Pro. So this is a great app you can get on the iPad. You guys can get it at home. Free version, I think, is brilliant, where you can take a posture photograph of someone standing straight from the side. It picks up main points like both the eyes, the nose, the shoulders, the hips, levels them out from the side, the ear to the shoulder to the hip, and we can see how that weight distribution is, how the posture is. You can keep on taking those as you go through a postural correction journey. So you don't need to come to a chiropractor for that. You can do that at home. Now, obviously with a chiropractor, it's going to be sped up, of course. As with any professional service in, you know, accountancy, if I was to do my tax return, I could probably do it on my own. I'd make a few mistakes, but it's just sped up with a professional. They can do it much more comfortably for me and avoid me making mistakes. So yeah, same thing with posture. Okay. As I mentioned, the most common postural issue we see at the moment is a forward head carriage, or technically an anterior head carriage, anterior being forward. This is starting in younger kids now. It used to be more of an old people's thing, or older, more mature person, I should say, issue as the posture starts to round. We're seeing it in kids now, and this is because of the emergence of iPhones, smartphones, the habits that we have, the bags we have to carry. We're sitting more than ever, we're behind a desk more than ever, computers more than ever, and it's gonna cause problems with our positioning, especially when we're young and our bodies are still growing and developing. They can form bad habits and can compensate. So poor posture can attribute to this. Traffic accidents, so like whiplash injuries, skiing, snowboarding, sports injuries can attribute to this. Prolonged period at a desk is also a problem as well. We need to make sure we're upright, standing desk, you know, a big advocate for those. I think those are really, really important. And just being active, you know, we're less active than we ever were. Sitting inside too much, not getting out, and that's gonna put some problems in our spine as well. We're mammals, we're designed to be nice, and humans are designed to be upright, designed to have big, long spines, big glute muscles, chin should be back and raised. If you look at our ancestors, they're big and tall, and you know, not necessarily the cavemen. Cavemen were rounded like this, but as we developed, we were big and upright, big glute muscles. We walked around the whole time, very little sitting, which we do a lot of now. So we need to make sure we're trying to get ourselves in the best position long term. How do we correct a anterior head carriage or a forward head carriage? So one of the main things is, well, stop the bad habits that we're doing. So try and avoid sitting, try and relax your shoulders as much as you can, try and not use a smartphone. If you are gonna use a smartphone, make sure you're holding the phone up here. I know it looks ridiculous. Or you're kind of like this, just trying to make sure that you're giving it in the best position. Shoulders back, retract the shoulders, making sure the head isn't going forwards. If I'm like this on a train, it's gonna cause problems with my neck, stretches the spinal cord. So that's the main thing, but there's some specific exercises you can work on as well. So they're really simple, these first two, and I love them because you can just do them when you're driving, be careful, or when you're sitting. It's just very, very easy to do with habits. So the first one is a chin retraction. So this gives you a bit of a double chin, not long-term, it just makes it at the time. So you're just doing simply this, and then come back, this, come back, and I'll show you from the side. So simply this, hold, come back, hold. Now, common mistake could be to go this and then jut out like that. We don't want that, we're trying to avoid that. Just come back to neutral, hold for 3 seconds, and then come back. Hold for 3 seconds, come back. Also make sure that your shoulders are retracted, taking pressure off there. Bring them back and down, concentrate on your breathing as well. Keep your core nice and strong, nice and upright. Try 10 to 15 reps. I think it's a really, really good place to start. Try and do that 3 times 3. Second one, you're gonna do something called a neck tilt. So the head goes back like this. Oh, lovely stretch through the neck. Take the pressure off there. And again, 2 simple exercises. Don't do this one when you're driving, that's not cool. And then from the side, here you go. Like this. And then like this. Bit of blood rushing to the head, so careful if you do have any blood pressure issues. If you stand up sometimes and you're dizzy, just be careful with that one. If you've got any sort of vertigo or any problems in the neck, you might want to be a little bit more careful with that one. But the chin tuck should be pretty good for those. So both of those, try and do them 10 to 15 times through, repeat 3 times. The other thing we use here in the clinic is something called an orthotic traction wedge. So a little bit harder to do, but you can do it at home. So the orthotic wedge is designed for you to lie on for 15 minutes in the evening. It's quite a steep wedge, and you're gonna traction the neck back across it, and it's gonna stretch your neck out, that nice smooth curve back in the neck. The curve is important because it carries the head. Head is very movable on the neck, so we need to make sure it's in the right position. The more it goes forward, the more it's gonna compress the shoulder muscles, cause stress and tension. Having a rough week, I'm filming this in the half term week, so we've got quite a few parents coming in saying, oh, it's been a bit stressful, kids and whatnot. Although nice to have them at home, it's full on, it's different. That can cause some stress in the shoulders. So if your head's in a good position, that'll reduce the impact of that emotional stress. So the wedge is very, very important. Okay, so this is a traction wedge, okay? So you see it here, trying to show you all the angles. It's like a block of cheese. That's probably the best angle for you to see there. Now what you would do is you're gonna lie on here and your head's gonna drop all the way back. I'm gonna show you how to do it in a second. But you need to make sure you've got that good extension, that traction off the neck. It's gonna really help bring all the head back, take all the stress off the top of the shoulders. Okay, so let me show you now. So you wanna make sure legs can be flat like this. Maybe actually start with them just slightly bent like this to start with. If you've got a bit of a back issue, it's always safer to do it like this. And then head rolls back. Just make sure it's right at the base of the neck. Should be around the top of the shoulders. And I would simply rest my hands on my chest. You might want to straighten the legs a little bit once you get used to it. And then very gently just lie here. You want to go for 15 minutes. And then when you're getting up, either roll off to the side or just lift my head up with my hand. Just very gently come back like this, taking pressure off there. So the traction wedge is an amazing way to get a good lengthening of the spinal cord, bringing the head back in the good position. If you've got a vertigo, or like I say, you get dizzy, similar with the head tilt, so you want to be a bit careful with that. So talk to us about that before you do it. Don't have to use that traction wedge. There are others you can use as well. Denarol do a lovely one, which is more of a firmer type foam. Will it be painful? It will be a bit uncomfortable at the start, definitely, but bear with it, keep going. It'll be something that you get used to as you go through. But I would start with 5 minutes and then add 2 minutes on every day if you're feeling comfortable. So you want to get up to 15 minutes once a day. Okay, so the second postural issue we see is something called a scoliosis. So a scoliosis is a curve in the spine. So if you look at me straight on here, my spine should be nice and straight. Now, if there's a curve in it, or if there's a curve in the lower back going around this way, then that's what we call a scoliosis. Scoliosis usually develops from a young age. So teenage boys, teenage girls, typically girls get it more often when they're around sort of 10 to 12. People will start to see that they're not walking quite right. Parents will see that if they bend forward, their ribs are rotating. That's a telltale sign of a scoliosis. And it's important to get that checked out, either by a chiropractor, a GP will be able to refer to a scoliosis expert and get you the correct care. So the scoliosis is measured in degrees. So the degrees of the curve from here to here. So it's kind of measured like that. We call it the Cobb angle. So anything from 0 to 20, it needs to be monitored and managed conservatively. So with exercising, chiropractic, physiotherapy, anything from 20 to 40, you would be a candidate for a scoli brace. So a brace around here, they're absolutely incredible. The people that fit those are amazing. They know exactly what they're doing. I'm not that person, sorry, but I can recommend you to someone who's great. And then anything above 40 degrees, that is more serious. So that could be a candidate for spinal surgery, which is something that we want to avoid. So if you do see these signs of scoliosis, you need to make sure that we're managing it effectively and early on as well, before someone goes through the whole of their growth spurt, puberty, do as much as we can early on. So things to pay attention for would be just how your child is walking, when they're bending forwards, did their ribs rotate, is like a hump. That's just two things to really pay attention to with those scoliosis. Okay, final one is the leg length abdominality. So a lot of people come to us and say, well, I've got a short leg. I was told by a physio or a chiropractor, that's why I'm walking funny. Now, there's two types of a short leg. You have a structural short leg and an anatomical short leg. So an anatomical short leg is when one of the bones is actually shorter or longer than the other. And it's gonna cause you to walk differently or put pressure in certain areas. Now, people with a severe anatomical short leg will have a lift put in their shoe, whether an inch or a couple of inches, sometimes more, in order to make sure they're walking properly and the pelvis is nice and level. Now, more commonly, a structural short leg is where there's some sort of rotation through the pelvis. Pelvis can hitch back, making it appear that it looks like an anatomical short leg. That's much more easy to fix. The idea is to find out exactly which way the pelvis is rotated and then adjust it, mobilize it, strengthen it, get it in the right place long term to allow that person to run more effectively, move more efficiently, and just keep them good long term. So let me show you what can happen. So essentially, if my pelvis, if you look at it from the front on here to start with, if my pelvis is going to rotate, say, to the right like this, can you see that? It's going to pull up my right leg. So if I show you from this side as well, rotate like this, it's going to pull up my right leg will appear shorter. So it's important to remember that, you know, before we start putting lifts and orthotics and heel raises in, that you address the pelvis first. And then if that doesn't work, then it's really important to then go down that route. But there's no point putting an orthotic in if that's not the problem. You need to address the root cause of the problem, very much so. And one of the main ways we do that, if it is a structural short leg, is we do adjustments. But one of the best exercises we have is those clamshells exercise. So I'm gonna show you that now. These are great. You can do them at home, just on the sofa or, you know, on the floor at home while you're watching TV. I would advise 8 to 10 repetitions and doing 3 sets. So let me show you those now. You wanna get a band like this. This one's quite a big one, to be fair. So something a little bit smaller is perfect. And I'm just gonna loop this one round. Black is, it's a pretty strong one. You wanna go for maybe like red or green. Generally, the lighter the band, the more comfortable it's gonna be. So just lying on the side, just making sure that you're propping the arm up like this. And then very simply taking the stress out of the band, pulling open the hip like this. Making sure I'm not opening my back up too much, it's all gonna come from the hip. So I'm trying to keep nice and level. It's all coming from there. It's gonna strengthen the glute stabilizers. The glute stabilizers will help keep that pelvis nice and level, make sure it's not dropping down when I'm running, and making sure that it's not coming back into a bad position when I'm doing any sort of like step work or changing direction through sport.
I do a lot of cycling and running and swimming, so it's really important my glutes are active and they're holding me really nice and level. So anything from 8 to 10, then obviously you can swap over on the other side.
So someone with a weak glute, you often see when they walk, and I'm exaggerating this, but they might walk like this. It's called a Trendelenburg gait, and you'll find that when someone's got insufficient stability on their glutes, it's really important to do that. Like I said, that can cause the rotation, hips come back, problems with the knees, problems with the back as well. So if you are struggling with your posture, mainly the anterior head carriage, or any of those other two in terms of the leg length abnormality and the scoliosis, then please head over to our website. You can get some free information on there. We've got westchiropractic.co.uk/book, where you can download our free book on there. There's also a free scorecard you can get, which you can show you exactly what's causing your back pain. So just drop a comment in below and we can get that sorted for you as well. It'd be really good for us if you could subscribe and like the video to get people understanding if there's more out there than just going down the traditional medical model. We want people to be able to understand that there are more choices for them. Okay, thank you so much.